This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hello, this is Neil Mitchell from 3AW. What are you listening to? Well, you should know. You're listening to Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9.
There you go. Thank you for that, Neil. Isaac, over to you.
So we are talking to Holly and Ben. They are the organisers for the anti-neo-Nazi protest at Sunshine against a two-day recruitment event hosted by the National Socialist Network. Hello to you too.
Hi, thanks for having us on.
So can you tell us a little bit about what happened on that day?
Well, we organised this protest two-ish weeks ago because a bunch of neo-Nazis called a white power lifting event to recruit a bunch of neo-Nazis. Mm-hmm. So we decided that we wanted to have a protest to let them know that Melbourne is an anti-fascist town. We had a really wonderful protest. 350 people came out. A lot of the community came along, really vibrant and exciting and quite empowering, I think, for oppressed people.
So a power lifting event, obviously not their brains.
No, more brawn, I'd say.
Yeah. And you had, you say, 350 folk turn out, you know, in opposition to this.
Yeah, it was pretty wonderful. We only called it with a week's notice. So I think it was quite impressive that we managed to get such a big turnout. I think a lot of people are pretty angry at Nazis. So
Yeah. So how did you guys learn about this recruitment event?
So this was a quite publicly advertised event that they held. They're always trying to like do random stunts and try and grow their forces. So they actually just posted about it in their like public Telegram channels. I was posted as like a white power lifting meet on the Saturday, followed by seminars on the Sunday at a quote unquote secret location. So it was clearly a place where they wanted to meet new people and try and sort of grow their forces.
What do you think drives or motivates these people? They're clearly out of sync with the majority opinion of Australia, but, you know, they have an audience, albeit small. Mm. What is it that motivates them?
I mean, I think a big part of what motivates them is just the amount of mainstream racism, homophobia, sexism in society. Just recently Peter Dutton came out in his budget reply and talked about, you know, immigration being the cause of the housing crisis. Recently in New South Wales, a new version of the religious discrimination bill was tabled. I think all these sorts of things feed into the really fringe, extreme ideas of these neo-Nazis.
Yeah, it's... I mean, I look at them and I listen to what they say, and I always think when you're having a discussion with someone or you're listening to what they're saying, logic is always a good place to land. And a lot of what they're saying has no logic. It has no basis in fact. You know, it's the, you know, whenever I drive past a mobile phone tower, I make sure I've got my hat on, but not my tin hat. But you wonder, you know, it's a bit of an echo chamber, isn't it? That, you know, what they're saying really isn't resonating with very many people.
Mm. Yeah, like I think it's worth pointing out that these people aren't a mass movement. They can mobilise maybe 20 to 30 of them in Melbourne. But I think that clearly we've seen over the past couple of years that there's sort of a larger milieu of far-right people that this smaller group is really trying to tap into. So they went to all the anti-lockdown and anti-vax rallies, holding up like anti-Semitic signs, trying to meet new people. This group sort of came out of the Islamophobic movement through like Reclaim Australia between like 2015 and 2018, who were mobilising against the building of a mosque in Bendigo. So I think like this group is just trying to like tap into that wider audience as sort of the place that they can like find new people.
About finding new people, it's really interesting that I came across a research paper that these groups often target people who are susceptible to loneliness, and they target those people because those people who experience loneliness want a sense of community. And regardless of what organization it is, if they find a sense of community, they often join it. What do you think about that?
Yeah, look, I think that for this sort of like group of people, I don't think we need to be like going soft on them, like saying, if only they had a welcoming community to welcome them in, then maybe they wouldn't turn out to be Nazis. I think it's like for people on our side, as part of the campaign against racism and fascism, we think like the best way to oppose these people is to actually like empower and mobilize people on our side instead. Like going out into Sunshine West last weekend, meeting people who were just down at the local shops, had no idea what was going on, but had heard because there'd been articles in The Age, there'd been a 60 Minutes report last year that there was far-right activity in their area. And they'd actually come down, yeah, join the rally, you know, cheer us on, toot their car horns as we sort of marched on by. And I think like that's the sort of thing that we need to be looking towards.
Do you think, one of the challenges here is that they get reported and they, by mainstream media and also, we're obviously talking about it. Their presence on social media, if you have a casual look at it, apart from it being quite amateurish, that you often think, why do people look at this stuff? I mean, is it people like, and I'll say it, Senator Babbitt, or Senator Babble as I call him, from the United Australia, or from the Clive Palmer, talk about, I'm surprised he can get up in the morning, he's surrounded by so many conspiracies. But it doesn't make any sense. And again, I ask, why are people attracted to this? Is it because they feel disenfranchised? Is it because they feel threatened by queer people? Is it because they feel threatened by people, non-Caucasian people, Indigenous people? Like, what is it?
Yeah. Well, as sort of Holly mentioned before, I think one of the things about these sort of people is they sort of take up some of the ideas in society and then lead them to the most extreme conclusions. So, in Australia, we have a policy of mandatory detention of refugees, hard borders. The campaign against racism and fascism actually protested every Friday to free the refugees who were locked up in the Park Hotel in the middle of the city. And so it's like in a society where all of this sort of stuff is normalized, this sort of racism is completely normalized, sexism is normalized. I think it's like people sort of look around and say, oh, those sort of racist, sexist ideas make sense. And then a smaller portion of them say, oh, if we take these ideas to their logical conclusion, sort of like, where do we sort of end up on the most extreme level? And obviously today, these ideas of the neo-Nazis aren't mainstream. We've seen widespread condemnation from both the Labour Party and the Liberal Party. But I think it's like just the fact of society being so racist and sexist is sort of what allows space for these people to get their ideas out.
So if people would like to become involved and have their voice heard, to say, we don't accept this, we don't agree with this, how do they do that?
Yeah, well, our group has regular meetings every twice a month. Mm-hmm. But one thing that's coming up, which is really exciting, is that we're announcing a rally for September the 29th.
Yep.
So, 23rd, sorry. So this is going to be sort of a evict the Nazis one. We want to really, sort of drive the nail in and actually bring the community out to, again, voice their opposition to these neo-Nazis and show them that our side is much stronger and more powerful. So we're going to try and get as many people out to that as possible. And we actually want to call on the Nazis to this time at least come out and face us, because for the last rally, they were too busy hiding away in their gym frightened and cowering away from us. We want them to at least show their faces.
Show their face.
Exactly.
Yeah. So can you tell us, how will people know where the rally is going to be? Are you telling us now, or are you going to announce it closer to the date?
Yeah, so we'll be launching the rally today. We'll be meeting at the same place as where we met last time, which is the IGA in Sunshine West at 2 p.m. The Campaign Against Racism and Fascism is also on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok as well. So you should follow our accounts on there and stay in touch with the campaign and informed of what we've got coming up next.
Great. Look, thanks guys for coming in, and you know, also for, you know, for standing up in opposition to this nonsense.
Absolutely.
We need to, you know, we need to do that. And, you know, I suspect, you know, they have an audience, but, you know, at the end of the day, mainstream Australia, everyday Australians, really don't, you know, have any truck with this. You know, they sort of look on. I'm sure you saw people looking on, people looking at them quizzically, you know, thinking, you know, what are you about? Like, seriously?
Yeah.
But you do have to stand up and oppose it. So thank you for doing that. It's important work.
Yeah, no worries.
Thanks for having us on.
Cheers. Thank you so much.
A pleasure. You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, with Macca and Isaac. Coming up, Kat Theophanous, the member for Northcote. Stay with us.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.